آه، این مطلب شما مطلب خوبی است.
The point you make is a good one. Indeed, something can transpire as a result, but that will require both Mr. Obama and I myself to refrain from acting too hastily. For example, the resolution presented to the IAEA against Iran in the presence of Mr. Obama was a very negative, hasty action that had very negative repercussions inside Iran. A resolution that was not based on any legal or lawful framework, but surely a politicized act. It reduced public confidence in the process inside Iran. When we say we don't want the bomb, we mean it. We are not afraid of anyone. If we want the bomb, we will tell everybody that we want it because we are not afraid. So as a result, our policy is transparent on this matter. We will always say that we believe that U.S. policy in the Middle East is something we are opposed to and that we will resist. We are not afraid of saying our position, so if we wanted the bomb, we wouldn't be afraid to say it either.
Now, on Monday, Ahmadinejad dominated the U.N. talks by delivering fiery accusations against the United States. But on Tuesday, the focus shifted after Egypt led the call for a nuclear weapons-free Middle East. Kristen Salumi reports.
Finding common ground is difficult when you bring together more than 180 nations, each with its own agenda. But at a UN conference on the issue of nuclear nonproliferation, there was one thing everyone, even the United States and Iran, agreed on: the need for a Middle East free of nuclear weapons. Egypt called for concrete and practical steps leading to a Middle East free of nuclear weapons and a start to meaningful negotiations next year.
The conference should renew its call to Israel as the only state of the region not yet a party to the treaty to accede to it as a non-nuclear weapon state promptly and without conditions, and to place all of its nuclear facilities under comprehensive IAEA safeguards.
Many Arab countries expressed frustration over Israel's failure to sign the non-proliferation treaty.
Israel's refusal to sign the nuclear non-proliferation treaty and its failure to grant access to international inspectors, specifically the IAEA, renders the NPT a source of instability in the Middle East.
Russia's deputy foreign minister said his country had worked with the U.S. on a series of proposals that Moscow submitted to Israel and Egypt.
But we, as members of P5 and jointly with the U.S., would definitely ensure that Israel is content with this. That is something that both Egyptians and others among Arabs in the region are satisfied with.
Meanwhile, Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, held a press conference in which he warned against the passage of any further sanctions against his country.
The first resolution being passed will mean that U.S. relations will never be improved again.
Eager for support in its bid to sanction Iran over its nuclear program, the United States publicly declared its commitment to a Middle East free of nuclear weapons. But what steps are necessary to achieve that aren't clear. One thing is certain: it will be the subject of hot debate during the month-long Nuclear Nonproliferation Conference. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.